Okay, it's the 6th of Nisan, April 11th. We're on page Tzadi Vav in the Alei Shur. And Rav Volba is addressing an important kasha. What seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam, and maybe in other Sfarim as well. And we have to understand what his answer is. This is an important point. I'm talking about what Yiras Hashem is, and he made the point that Yiras HaOnesh, which means simple fear of being punished, doing the right thing because I'm afraid of being punished, that kind of Yiras Hashem is a positive thing. And he showed us, we saw it yesterday, in fact we will read again from there, that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the fourth mitzvah that he counts, is, I'll read it again, L'hamin Yiras Yisrael L'pachin Mimenu, to believe in the awe of Hashem and to fear Him, and not to be like the deniers who go at the whims of their heart and haphazardly, whatever comes their way, they do. Rather, we should fear the fear of His punishment at all times. That's what the pasuk means when it says, "Hashem, your God, you shall fear." Truth is, by the way, when we study a Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, especially if there's a contradiction, it usually pays to check the different translations. That Sefer was written in Arabic. So sometimes if there's a subtlety in language, the first thing to do is to check the different translations. Rav Chaim Heller was one of the real Gedolei Hadar. Made his own translation of this. I'd be curious how he translates the words. But it appears that the Rambam, in defining the mitzvah, says, Nira b'yiras ancho b'choleis. We should have fear in the fear of his punishment at all times. So Rav Volba is essentially asking a kasha. Because in the last chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam talks about why you should do mitzvahs and what shouldn't be your motive for mitzvahs. He says a person shouldn't do mitzvahs because he wants to be rewarded and desist from averos because he's afraid of being punished. And he says that's the type of fear that the simpletons have. Which sounds like fear of being punished is a very low Yiras Hashem, which is not something to be extolled. So as Rav Volba writes here, Lo nitav mashakosva machabra, we should not make a mistake in what the authors, the Gam HaRambam of Hilchos Tshuva, including the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, wrote, Ki yiras ha'onesh yidargas ha'noshim v'aktana, that fear of punishment is the level of simpletons. Ki hine b'yiras ha'onesh atzma, so he's giving his answer, and we have to understand this. Because in yiras ha'onesh itself, yeshna gamkein b'china shel yiras ha'romamus, within Yiras HaOnesh, there is an aspect, an element of Yiras HaRomamos, which is the higher level Yira. That's the nomenclature. Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomamos, those are the two levels. So he's saying within the quote-unquote lower one, you have a bechina of the higher one. He amispaeres b'mesh shenemar b'sefer HaMitzvos, which is the one that he's talking about in Sefer HaMitzvos. It also has an aspect of smallness, simplicity. That's the one the Rambam means at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. So basically, in one place he says it's good, in one place he says it's bad. The answer is there's two different things. There's one that's good and there's one that's bad.
How do you translate Ramon? Ramon?
Romamus means loftiness. Those are the two terms used in the Svarim In the classic way we define it, Yiras HaOnesh means I'm afraid of being punished. Yiras HaRomamos means I am aware of the Almighty Hashem and I'm in awe of Him. I couldn't sin because I'm so in awe, but not a fear of being punished. Those are usually the way we define the two.
Saying that there's two aspects, two elements in Yiras HaOnesh, in one place he was talking about the lower aspect, and the other was talking about the more lofty.
Right, he'll define
it
more.
Always is two aspects.
I think it's a semantic thing, but when you talk about fear of being punished, you can mean it in a simple way, and you can mean it in a better way. He'll define that for us, I think. Gam Nashim Uktanim Yirei Amiras Onish.
Is the Mishnah Torah, was the Mishnah Torah written in Aramaic?
No, the Mishnah Torah is written in Hebrew.
So is it just certain of his swarm that he wrote?
Yeah, he wrote the Perisha Mishnah and the Sefer Mitzvahs. He wrote in not Aramaic, it was Arabic. He wrote them in Judeo Arabic. He wrote in Hebrew letters, but it's Arabic.
Right.
They've been translated different ways, and often there is a nuance in language that can make a difference. I mean, usually
more colloquial language, like English,
yeah. He wanted those svarim to be readable by the masses. It was like the art scroll. You know? That's what he wanted. He did want the Sefer HaMitzvahs to be included with Mishnah Torah, but I guess he felt Mishnah Torah is like, that's your classic Sefer, has to be in Hebrew, but Sefer HaMitzvahs is supposed to be like popular also. So let's see how he's, and again, if I were studying this Ian, like normally the first thing you do would be to look at the different translations. And I'll take Rav Volba's word for it, that it's Akasha. Gam Nashim Uktanim. Regardless, there are other svarim that talk about Yiras HaOnesh in a positive way. Anyway, Gam Nashim Uktanim Yireim Yiras HaOnesh. Even simple people have Yiras HaOnesh. Yirazu Hina Pachad Mima'oros Hazman. It's a fear of, means like things that happen. Bad times. Hashel Noos on Mukhan Adam Lasos Sakol. In order to avoid them, person's ready to do anything. I don't want to have bad luck today. I don't want to have bad things happen to me. Do this so you won't have a bad day. Do that so you won't be punished. Zui Yira Shalkatnus. That's a small Yira. That's some small people. Ula Yotzim B'Yira Zugam. It's just Hashem L'Kechatira. Maybe you fulfill with this also. It's Hashem L'Kechatira. Avli Yiras HaRamamus Shebi Yiras HaOnesh. He, quote, Shalonia Kekofer Maholchim B'Shriru's Leif. The loftier aspect of Yiras HaOnesh is, quoting the words of the Rambam from Sefer HaMitzvahs, not to be like the deniers who go b'shrirus leiv. Yirazu hi hapachad me'achrayusenu lifnei Hashem ba'ad kol ma'asenu. This Yira is a fear of the responsibility we have before Hashem for all our actions. Biyodanu shanu nishpatim al kol ma'asenu. From the knowledge, or with the knowledge, that we're judged for everything. You can almost say it's like a macro and a micro Yiras HaOnesh.
So you have to bring in your own consciousness, the fear of God, as opposed to basic instinct.
I think what he's saying is, if Yiras HaOnesh means a broader awareness, I have to live a life of cheshbon. Hashem wants things from me, which of course means I'm going to be held accountable. The best I would do is to give a mashal. Somebody works for you, and all day he's walking around. Oh boy, better not do that. The boss will get angry. I'm not going to do this. If he catches me doing this, I'll get in trouble. If I don't want to do this, because it's a simple thing. You don't want that guy working for you. Every second he's being motivated by, I'll get punished for this. I'll get a bonus if I do that. He's a simpleton. But you do want somebody who says, I got to work hard and I got to do a good job because I'm accountable. They're both responding to accountability, but one, it's like it's hard, a little hard.
Reflecting, just reflecting back. Oh, this is a problem. That's a problem.
It's because it's micro. Everything is. I don't want to be punished for this. I want to get rewarded for that. Versus a broader sense of the background.
It's almost like who he is. I'm not a person who does, I'm a person who's accountable for doing a good job, whatever that is.
Right.
Do what I'm supposed to do, as opposed to the fear of specific situation. It's almost external to him.
Right. I guess that would be the way to define it. If in every situation I'm just afraid I'm going to get in trouble, I'm not really taking on responsibility. I just, in everything, I don't want to get in trouble here, and I want to get rewarded there. But it doesn't become an achrayus. I mean, the main word he used in the distinction was, we have an achrayus, a responsibility. Once a person has responsibility, he's not thinking in every narrow situation.
He's a responsible individual
as opposed to individual reward and punishment, reward and punishment. You want somebody who takes on the achrayus. The backdrop of it is, of course, that there is accountability, but it leads to something. Yeah, again, he hasn't so clearly defined what's different, but I think that would be the way to explain it. I think so, yeah. So he elaborates even further, and again, I think we have to think about this. Das hinas if be ideologios shown. Religion is like a branch of different ideologies. But there it appears as one of the areas of operation of like human society. Kamanus, madu, politica, like art, science, politics. Right? You look in the newspaper, those are your sections. Right? It's politics, science, art, religion. And just like in the other areas, man's thinking operates like a person who's working within his own area. What he's saying is like religion is something that in the world I think of controlling. Let's write about it. You know, more progressive religious thinking, people write about it as if they own it, which is so antithetical for us. Religion is the hisbatlus of self. It's not about my opinion. He's trying to say yira means like a totally different approach from all of that. We don't write about, you know, religion. And how's my artistic life doing? What do I think about politics? What do I think about my religious life? It's not my religious life. It's his botless to Hashem. And that's what Yiras Hashem comes from. And we'll continue with tomorrow.